Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I want to go check in with Eddie real quick. We talked about going skydiving because you said you'd always wanted to go.
It's on my bucket list.
But you also have 4 kids.
Correct.
Scuba Steve said you could not go, but your wife could override that.
Okay.
You talked to her.
I did.
And?
She says she wasn't crazy about the idea at first, but since it's something I really want to do, she wants to be there for me and support me in that way. So, boys, I'm ready. Let's
go. So you're gonna
go
skydiving.
I got the green light from my wife, so let's jump off a plane.
Are you?
What do you mean?
Jump off a plane. Yeah,
right?
Jump from a plane.
Or jump out of a plane.
Yeah, that would work. Okay, so she's cool.
Yeah, she's good. She says just do it.
Did you expect her to say that?
I didn't, because really, I think she worries deep, deep inside that if I don't make it, like she's stuck raising 4 kids on her own.
I would think, though, you would have a...
Life insurance? I don't.
No.
Oh.
You don't?
Well,
you should get it.
Well, you should. First of all, yeah, you should get that.
Before you
I don't know. I've heard people say like, oh, I'm worth more dead than I am alive. I don't like that whole thing.
But it's about your kids at this point.
Sure. I mean, hey, everyone's going to have to pitch in a little harder. They're going to have to work, support themselves.
Who, the kids?
Everyone.
Does your wife have life insurance?
No, I don't think
neither
so.
One of you?
I don't think so.
Well, that keeps you safe.
No, it doesn't. I understand. Both of you guys are thinking that as soon as you get life insurance, you get murdered.
Yes,
no,
well, not, absolutely.
Okay. Amy does watch Snapped.
Uh-huh.
And that's what, Amy, what are they going after most of the time? The insurance money.
No. Other shows depict that. Snapped is, it's not really that calculated. You snap.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Hold on.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
My mind's blown that that's where your mind went was, I'm worth more dead than alive.
I've heard people say that before, and I'm like, that's a terrible way to live.
You have 4 kids. If you can afford life insurance, you should get life insurance.
Okay.
Because otherwise, how are they going to go to college?
We'll figure that out, right?
Scholarship.
Okay.
So work harder. How did you get to college?
Not money.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But how cool would
it, what? Never mind. How cool would it have been to have
it does
a family to support me?
I
yeah, that would have been awesome in many ways, guys.
And that's kind of why my wife doesn't really want me to jump out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll set it up. I can't believe, one, you don't have life insurance.
Uh-huh.
And then two, that Lunchbox also felt like you were going to get murdered as soon as you got it. Because you don't have it either.
No, I don't have a will either.
Oh.
That's okay,
dumb. That's dumb.
you're in a position where you could have a will. Like, I get, like, resources, forming a will. Like, that's daunting. It's a process.
I only got a will, like, money. 2 years ago because I was going to die immediately. But I'll be honest with you.
He has 3 kids, Bobby. Yeah, I know. He should have one. And he's,
Yes.
Let me ask you this, though. Uh-huh. Is it shady for me to get life insurance and then go skydiving? Like, are they going to be like, whoa, what's going on
here? They're not going to ask you if you're going skydiving.
Yeah, and you're the one that's doing it all. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because there are other ways to kill yourself. You don't want to jump out of an airplane to do that.
Some people do.
If she got life insurance for you, and then you died in the plane.
See, that's
now we're talking. Now we're on TLC.
Then they're going to be checking the tech between her and the instructor. Yeah.
Okay. And she rigs your chute to not open.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We've gone to some dark places.
Let me ask her if she's gotten life insurance lately.
Okay. So here we are. You're going to skydive.
Yes.
You don't have life insurance. You're not getting it because you don't want to die.
Uh-huh.
Lunchbox, you don't have it. You don't have a will.
Correct.
I also, again, didn't have a will, not because I thought I was going to get murdered, but because I thought as soon as I signed it, I was pretty much going to die. And we didn't get wills, how I grew up. We didn't have any money to pass down. But now I got a house and I got a car. Okay, a lot to unpack in this segment.
Yeah, how unprepared we are.
Okay, we got Eddie good, Abby's good to go skydiving. Now we just need to line it up.
All right.
And send you guys up.
So Abby doesn't need to check with anyone, right? It's just her.
I believe Abby's single as a Pringle.
Eddie, no, I'm just, you know.
That's a low blow, dude, but it's true.
Yeah, I'm good.
Abby's single as a Pringle. We're good to go?
Okay.
Yeah, no one's stopping me. All right. Let's go.
Single as a Pringle.
All right, well, we'll set it up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I hired a friend at my company years ago. While there has been no job negligence, they simply are not performing up to their standards. My business partner thinks we've tried our best to get him up to speed and insists it's time to part ways. Being that you are both a friend and a boss to your people, how would you handle letting one of your friends go? An active listener in a pickle. Yeah, that's tough. That's why you have HR do it. I'll be honest with you.
This is going to be hard to hear whatever you're about to say.
Well.
Yeah, like, is this foreshadowing?
Yeah, I know.
You guys think I wrote it in to talk about it? Well, on yesterday's show, though, we did say if I find out one of you guys stole that Lanny Wilson poster and then sold it on eBay, you're gone. You're out of here. Because you can't steal stuff and then resell it. But hey, Ray, you got the timer ready? I give you 15 seconds to admit today if it was you who stole that poster. Start the timer, Ray. 15 seconds. Anyone want to come clean and admit they stole a signed poster from my office and sold it on eBay?
Are we allowed to steal stuff if we don't resell it?
No, you're not. Five seconds? All right, time. No one's admitting it. Okay. Here's what you do. Listener in a pickle. It's tough to be a friend and a boss, and sometimes it works wonderfully, and sometimes it doesn't, and it's hard. But you must get the person in a room and say, these were our goals and our objectives, and we haven't met them, and it sucks, but you're going to have to find a new job. Now, because they are a friend, what I would suggest you do to them, and what I've had to do in the past, is go, I'm not going to fire you, because it sucks to have to go find a job if you don't have a job. What I'm going to do is, what's today, May 25th? I would say you have to find a new job by August 1st. I'm going to give you that time to find a new job because that's plenty of time to find a job. That way they're not fired. They have time to go find a job. And it looks like they were leaving on their own. So everybody wins. That's what
nice of you.
That's what I do, Eddie.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
That's what I've done before. I've been like, hey, well, you asked. You said you wanted to see what was going to happen here. It's a tough thing to be a boss and a friend, but if boundaries are drawn, you can make it happen, and you can flourish. Right, team?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. Can you still be friends with them after you let them
you
go?
You hope so.
Yeah, it'll come back. It'll come back around. Meaning, again, I've had to do this before. Hey, you got to find a new job. Take some time. Find it. Boom, gone. For a while, it's like, arr. You know, they're upset. Arr.
Yeah.
But then, eventually, you threw them a bone, you were friends anyway, something brings you back together, you start being cool again.
Okay.
You'll be friends again.
And then it's really, really hard to do, I'd imagine, but then you want to be, like, you don't want to build up resentment for the person not being able to do their job the way it needs to be done. And, like, if that friendship is important to you, then you're doing them a favor, because then they can go maybe thrive somewhere else.
Try explaining that to them. I tried that, too. It didn't work very good. Yeah. I agree. All right, there you go. That's the advice I would give you. Thank you for the email. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A fitness model from New York has urged women not to date lazy men. So just generally, ladies, don't date lazy men. And for her, that means don't date a guy that doesn't go to the gym 5 times a week at least.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
She sounds
fair.
Crazy town.
I think she is fitness obsessed. Sure. She is a fitness model. She's probably talking to what she thinks are other fitness obsessed people. 5 times is a lot. And I really try to work out 4 or 5 times a week, just my mental health for the most part. But
also, if you didn't, that wouldn't mean
that
lazy.
Doesn't mean I'm lazy if I don't.
Yeah.
Correct.
Although if I hit like 2, I'm like, you're so lazy in the mirror.
You call yourself that?
Yeah, I'm like, you're so lazy. Get out there and do it. So what we'll do is fill in the blank. If there are any women out there now that are dating a guy and the guy is blank, they should dump him. Fill in the blank. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess I would say if he can't listen, dump him.
Oh, that's...
Oh, man, that's all
everybody's
guys.
Dumped. Every guy, yeah. There's universal dumping right now happening.
I'd be done.
All across America. Yes,
yeah,
yes, me too. We'd all be dumped.
You can learn how to listen. You've learned how to listen and hear, Caitlin.
But that's one everybody's going to get dumped. That's a tough one. I'm going to say if your guy's a bad tipper, because that never changes.
Oh.
If the guy's a bad tipper, he doesn't care about others. He's never had to be in that situation. Bad tipper, he's going to be cheap. That is not frugal. That is cheap and that is inconsiderate. So if they're a bad tipper,
nice.
Dump them because they ain't never getting better. Remember, you're seeing the good version of them right now.
Well, can they change? Could it be that they grew up there? Maybe they watched their parents be bad tippers, so then there, and then you introduce the world.
No, you're
of tipping.
An adult now. You're an adult.
Okay.
Not you. You've been an adult, but like you're an adult. Yeah. They're a bad tipper. Peace out, Eddie.
I would say dump them if you can't cook, because that means
what?
That,
can't cook.
Well, yeah, hey, dump. Sorry, you're dumped.
Nobody's getting dumped right now.
You are worthless.
Nobody. Okay. Lunchbox.
Gosh, Eddie, you are so unrealistic.
We're looking at real red flags.
That's
here,
right.
Guys.
They can't cook, dump them.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Oh, man. there's not a lot of dumpable qualities, in my opinion, but I'd say if they're a thief.
Okay. If they steal from you.
Yeah, if they steal from you.
Okay. I like that. If they're staying over and all of a sudden you're missing some jewelry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if they don't, I mean, if they,
if
don't
they murder your family,
if they're a cheater,
if they don't have a place of their own, you know what I mean? Like Ray got lucky because Ray didn't have a place of his own.
That's right. Some people say Ray got with Bay because he had nowhere to live.
That's what I'm saying. And so like, I stay at a friend's house here. I stay at a friend's house there. So if they have no place of their own,
it's
that's
like
a red flag.
Stability.
All right, Morgan, what do you think? What's the red flag for all the ladies out there? If they have a guy that's blank, they should dump him now.
I mean, mine is definitely, and I think it's a lot of women's, it's if they're mean to animals. Like
that's a good one.
Hardcore hard pass for me. If I see that even a little bit, I'm out.
Yeah, if they don't care about animals is weird.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to dump them if they don't care, but that's a yellow flag big time if they're like, I don't like dogs, who cares?
Yeah, if they're like indifferent, I'm that's probably not going
to
work.
Yeah, but if they're mean to animals, that is
definitely
a good
one. Bad one.
Okay, so if I'm ranking them, Morgan's is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going to be number two if they're a bad tipper. Lunchbox, stealing.
Yeah. The murderer.
What? Murder and stealing?
Well, he didn't say murder, I said that.
That was a joke, that was sarcastic, guys. You
stealing. Yeah. And then Amy's and Eddie's are just...
Hey, they're true, though.
If they don't listen.
Men can learn to listen. I'm saying, like, truly, like, be willing to hear what is being
said.
That
sounds like, after being married for 10 years, your therapist going, guys, if you want to stay together,
you better listen. Yeah, exactly. So I'm passing it along.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tori Williams was with her family at the Spanish Fork River, and they're walking the trail, and they just started out when her 4-year-old son slips. Doom, 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 falls down an embankment and into the river. And she tells other kids, run back, get your dad. And she starts making her way down the embankment, but luckily there was a teenager down by the river, didn't know them, just jumped in, boom, grabbed the 4-year-old and brought him to safety.
That kid had to be like, what's that noise? What the? Oh, my God, it's a kid.
Yeah.
A lot of sound.
Then jumped in.
You think it's just a rock falling down the embankment, but it's a 4-year-old going down, down, down.
Yeah. It sounds a lot different. It goes, wee.
Yeah, and he got a couple scrapes, but here's Tori talking about how thankful she is.
It was really brave for a teenager to do that, I think. I didn't even know he was there until he started splashing and coming over. I don't have the words to say how grateful I am. I went to sleep having nightmares last night thinking of what could have happened to him.
Extremely fortunate that kid was there.
Yeah.
Of all the places. That's a great story. It's a hero for sure. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. I think one of the themes over the past few months on this show has been Amy thinking she's getting scammed, us having to shut down Amazon accounts, or her giving her credit card to the gas station, or it's just one after the other. And I feel like it's been a public service for our listeners to hear about these scams, right?
Hopefully.
And you've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Except what?
Well, someone came to my door.
Okay, so everybody listen in.
Oh my gosh.
What we're gonna do is decide if Amy's been scammed, okay? Okay, so you're at your door. I need a picture. What time of day?
Friday. I know exactly what time it is because my daughter was getting picked up. Otherwise, I don't know that I would have gone in the door because it was a stranger.
Okay, so Friday and in the daytime, like 3, 4 o'clock?
It was, yeah, 5 p.m.
Okay, 5 p.m., I'm there. Okay.
Doorbell was good. Ding like dong. I was like waiting and I'm like, oh, you know, Sashira, go get your things. And I go to the door. It's not the mom picking her up. It's a strange man at the door.
Okay.
That I open it and he shares with me that he is going door to door. He spent 9 years in prison and he has been out for 6 months and he's working on expunging his record. So he, part of this getting that done is working for this company and going door to door to help with food insecurity, okay, which I can care about. Okay. So I'm like, okay, tell me more.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Do you say, hey, here's $5? Do you say, I would like to know more? Or do you shut the door? And you answered that. You said, tell me more.
$5 was never an option.
It wasn't. Lunchbox, why are you laughing, by the way?
I mean, what kind of history in society are they going to expunge your record for working for this company?
Right.
Like, this is hilarious. They're getting scammed.
They practice their skill set of going door to door and admitting what they did. I don't know exactly what he did. He kind of told me a little bit. There was tears involved.
From him?
He cried, I cried, yeah.
Oh, you cried
you
with
cried
him?
Too?
Yeah, and then I ended up saying I adopted. He was like, oh my gosh, I was adopted.
Okay, do you think he just said that because you said it?
Know.
Oh my goodness.
This is why.
Oh no.
I know.
How real were his tears?
They seem pretty real.
Oh wow.
I feel like.
How long did you talk with him?
40 minutes.
What?
Wait, 14?
Long enough
14?
For
14
the,
minutes?
The 14.
Oh, no.
Long enough for the mom to actually come pick up my daughter. She even talked to him, met him. And she's like, well, I don't want to interrupt. I'm going to go ahead and just take your daughter and go. I was like, okay.
So 40 minutes later, mm-hmm, you're still talking to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
When does he make the move to ask for money?
Mm. Probably 25 minutes in.
Did you give him money?
Yes.
Did you just give him cash?
No. No.
What'd you give him?
Oh, boy.
What?
I entered my credit card.
No. You entered the credit card?
You entered your credit card number in some.
Listen,
in
I've already notified.
But what did he have? Like, what was the machine
my
like?
My people to be like, listen, if my credit card, we might need to cancel it. Because it was like, he's.
You
he
gave sent, him that much money?
He sent me to the website. He sent me to the website, and I go to the website to click donate from there, but the donate button's not working.
Okay. Of course not. Go ahead.
So it was .org, which is...
But it wasn't working.
Which is... That's like...
You can get a .org. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That means 501c3.
Go ahead.
So then he pulls up. He goes, but I have this app on my phone where you can just pay through it, and it'll go, and then you'll get an email notification for the receipt or whatever. I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, what app is this? And it's some app I don't have because I wanted to just do it from my phone. He's like, here, just enter it in on my phone. I got the app open. Oh so he gosh. Goes. And oh so I no. enter my credit card
in
information.
His phone.
And then the payment goes through. And then he's like, okay, right. And now type in your email address and that'll give you the receipt. So as I'm typing my email address, I kid you not, his phone dies. It like... And it's an Android. So he, and I have my phone with me. It's iPhone. And he's like, oh, do you have a da-da-da charger? And I'm like, no, I don't have that charger. So I don't know what's going to happen. This was.
How much? Are you going to write it down? Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's legit. I felt really moved.
Why?
Because it was.
Can you give me the website?
Very. I will give you.
That's
I'm not
so
saying
much money.
Anything.
That's
on,
so much. I've never heard of anyone coming to your door and getting
that much money.
But he showed me what other people had been donating.
Oh, so you felt pressure.
I didn't feel pressure. I felt like I can make this part of like
my giving.
Okay. And who thinks Amy was just scammed?
Gosh, I'm so torn.
Listen, he's going to get his record expunged.
I don't know that that's going to happen from this.
And food is going
to
get...
You don't raise money to get your record expunged.
No!
Food is going to get delivered to people that need it.
Yeah, his house.
Who thinks Amy's been scammed? Lunchbox?
You got scammed. Yeah, 100%.
Morgan?
Yeah, I think so. Amy, I'm sorry.
Yes, I think you got scammed too. Ray?
Scam was when she went on the phone with the apps. That was it. The donate button, that was your red flag.
When the phone died.
But you called and said, don't let it go through. Why would you say
that, though? No, I didn't. It went through. I'm saying I've called to just like everyone in my family. Like, we know we're looking out for like if any weird charges show up.
But you've been scammed like 4 times. It could be from any of them, not just this guy.
Oh, not on this card.
So what's the scam? Like, he just keeps whatever.
But he had all these signatures from people, neighbors.
Ain't no way to get those, huh?
Hey, Bobby, can you sign a couple things for me?
Listen, in all the handwriting.
The scam is, I know of folks who have, not my friends, but I know of folks, once I got involved with the program, when these kids would come into the program, they would tell me stories of how they used to all get in a van, in the back of a van, go into a neighborhood with these sob stories. And we're raising money for this, and it wasn't for that.
Okay. But it ends there, though. Whatever Amy gave
him, when I would learn this, it wasn't so much where there's so much fraud online. I think you got tricked, and hopefully you aren't being defrauded.
I hope that everything about this is real, but I just wanted to see what y'all's thoughts were, and if you've ever had this happen to you, and it ended up being A-okay.
I've had it happen to me in the fact that I worked with some kids who used to do it to people.
This was an adult man that spent 9 years in the Chicago prison system.
Chicago. Dang, Amy, I want it to be true.
Best of luck, Amy.
And he, okay.
This is like the 9th scam in 9 weeks, though.
And I'm like, how did they find me? It's like,
now
you're on a database. It's like, yeah, you're for sure in
my house.
Yeah, you're in the database. Okay, thank you. If anyone else wants to shed some light on this, you can. Just go to our Facebook page. So 65 people are on a wait list to stay in that motel room where Casey White and Vicky White stayed in Evansville, Indiana. Now, who they are. In Alabama, there was this woman who worked at the prison, and there was a prisoner, and she helped break them out, and they escaped, and they were on the run, and we talked about it on the show a lot. But the hotel room they stayed in, people are booking to stay there. Again, almost 70 people on a wait list to stay in room 150 at Motel 41, where Casey and Vicky White stayed while authorities nationwide conducted a manhunt for the pair. A weird thing, too, is they weren't married. They just had the same last name.
Yeah.
They just randomly had the same last name.
Weird.
So you can stay for like $72 a night. And if you want to stay in this room where they stayed, which, by the way, was he in jail for murder?
No, he is going to be tried for murder. He is serving 75 years for other crimes.
Not murder?
No.
No, but he... His ex-girlfriend, died suspiciously. Now they're reinvestigating that, too.
Got it.
I don't know why people would want to stay in this room. Even if you were super creep and you like to stay where people were killed or where they were murdered. Nothing even happened between them here.
Yeah, right.
They just slept.
Maybe, yeah, and watched TV.
People just want to be able to say, I stayed at the hotel.
Why do they want to say that? There's nothing to say. Why do you want to say that? Who's going to be like, that's so cool?
I
would think you're a weirdo. You're wasting money. Yeah.
And $70 is kind of cheap. They should jack that price up a little bit.
Well, they have jacked the price up.
Okay.
It's $63 a night unless you want to stay in this room. It's $75 a night. The clerk said that they had to raise it a little bit.
75.
I can't believe there are 70 people that are on a wait list to stay in this room.
Yeah.
Like, why? What is appeal? You can just lie and say it's a different room.
Right. Just put $150 on any room. Oh, there you go. That's their room.
How do you know it was $150, weirdo?
You said that?
Oh, did I? Oh.
He's on the list. We don't know it.
Hey, but also, they probably took every piece of furniture that was in there. The cops took it, right? It's all confiscated. So it's all new stuff.
Confiscated? No.
Why?
Yes.
It's just furniture?
Like what? Yeah.
What do you think? Anything they touched is evidence?
Absolutely.
Well, she died and he is back in jail.
Right.
So I don't know they would take. All right, Chuck, get the ottoman.
Why would they take the TV?
I think he's thinking of like TV shows where they take it to a lab and.
If they're looking for someone or trying to find the murderer, but they know
they
who
them.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we're going to need the bedspread. Can we get that? Here we go. We talked about Amy being scammed in the last segment, possibly by someone at her front door. But can Amy trust this cop that reached out to you to say, hey, I can help you find your class ring?
Yes, right? But then she needed a lot of information from me to do so. And so before I replied with anything, I wanted to run it by y'all.
So it's your college class ring. It's your Aggie class ring.
Yes.
You lost it somewhere when you were living in North Carolina.
Texas A&M, class of 03, and it disappeared in, like, I don't know, 2009 or so.
Lunchbox went out to do a little investigating. So what'd you do?
I got the number of this lady, this cop, supposedly, and I called her, and I wanted to give her, like, a cop test. You know, as me, I do my research, and I'm really into cops.
You just got her number and called her?
I gave him the number.
Well, he acts
she
like he...
She gave it to me, okay. And I gave it to him.
I did some detective work, got her phone number, and I called her, and I, you know, I'll put her through the grill or see if she's a real cop or not.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Officer Fleming, I mean, allegedly Officer Fleming, how's it going?
Allegedly it's going great.
Tell me about your police background.
Okay, she's a cop. I can tell by how she answered the phone.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't.
Yeah, she's a cop. I don't even know how this ends. She's a cop.
Wow. Okay.
The authority she speaks with? Okay, here we go.
Tell me about your police background and why we should trust you.
So I work for a local agency in North Carolina, and I love to find missing things. I just need a little more information to do some digging on my end.
Okay, so I can prove that you're a cop. I'm going to have to ask you some questions, you know, because I am a detective too, and this is my detective work.
I'm down.
All right, read me my Miranda rights.
So we have a card for that because none of us are as good as they are on TV, but you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you.
Sounds suspect. I don't know it. Hold on. All right.
All right, she's a cop, right? You guys can tell. She speaks with authority.
Yes. She's starting to sound like one a little bit.
And she's okay to be challenged. No, not a little bit. She's a cop for sure.
She sounds like a 911 operator. You know, like she knows what she's
talking
about. What
if she's like an intern at the precinct?
Oh,
great.
What kind of gun you carry?
I carry a Glock 19.
How many people you shot?
Zero. It's a lot of paperwork.
Can you do like you're calling in to dispatch? This is your last test.
Okay, 320 communication.
Go ahead.
Just be advised, I have a 1037 subject on the phone asking for police credentials. Have you had any other reports of anything similar?
No. What's your 20?
Guilford County, North Carolina, but it's a private number, so I'm unsure where the crime originated.
Okay, and what suspect is like?
Describes himself as a lunchbox. I'm not sure if that's fabric lunchbox, plastic lunchbox. I don't have any additional information.
Okay, you know what? Officer Jennings, you are hired. You have got the case. This one is on you. I'm going to talk to Amy, and we're going to get back to you because you have been hired, and we're going to solve this. We're going to be Crime Stoppers.
Wow, they said it together.
Wow, that's cool.
You didn't do crap.
What do you mean I didn't do crap?
You just stuttered the whole time.
Yeah, you just said.
I investigated this person to make sure they were a real cop because Amy has a hard time doing things without getting scammed. So I feel like I did some detective work, and me and her are going to get together, and we're going to solve this. Me and Detective
Jennings.
You're
not going to help at all.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna give her that information that she needs from Amy.
Why wouldn't
Amy
I just
can
give
just give
her?
It to her.
But Amy, she's legit.
I felt like once she started doing her, like, what she would call over a radio, I was like, oh, I feel that.
Can you fake that? Lunchbox, hey, what you got?
Yeah, we got a 1026 in progress right now over here at Cajal and Porter.
I mean,
that's pretty good, yeah. He's a cop!
Hey!
Here's a voicemail from Darcy in Oregon.
I'm trying to buy my first car, and I'm very confused if I should buy it new or used, and I was just wondering what your advice was on how to go about buying your first car. Love the show. Thanks for any help you'll have.
I think my advice would be that I don't know, because when we had to buy our first cars, we didn't have the internet. You have everything at your fingertips at this point. It depends how much money you have, too. Like, your first car, you could probably buy something used to save up to buy something nicer, especially, I mean, that's what I did. I went and mowed yards and bought an old Subaru and thought I was going to have it for like a month, had it for a couple years. It is a real piece too. But I mean, just use the internet. Everything is at your fingertips. That's why a lot of car dealerships don't even haggle as much anymore, because they know you know and you know they know, and it's like very little, but it's kind of all right there.
So that's a good point.
My advice is just educate yourself. You see the kind of car you might buy, start looking it up. Do the blue book thing, do all that. Now, if we were 10 years ago, I'd have way, but this isn't a show from the past. Eddie, you're kind of a car guy. Any advice for that first caller on a first car?
Yeah, well, I've always bought used cars because they're more affordable. But, man, there's some comfort to, like, buying a brand-new car where you don't have to take it to the shop for the next 3 years or 2 years. So I really like new cars.
Yeah, if you want to pay the extra money.
Gotta have the money, though. Yeah.
Let's go, Mackenzie in Florida.
Hi, studio. I listen to you guys every day on the way to school. I love you guys. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Oh, she's so cute.
You're good. And here is Ariel from Wichita, Kansas.
I'm a huge fan of the show, but I was really just curious about the voicemails you get. How many do you guys actually get on a daily basis? And what are some of the craziest things people have said to you in voicemails?
Sometimes people will call and just have had way too much to drink in the middle of the night and just slur. Sometimes people will yell at us. Some people just want to do shout outs to their kids. Hundreds. I mean, we have a program that will read us what they are, though. So we don't have to listen to every one of them.
The transcript.
So if you say something, we can look on a computer screen and see basically what you're saying. And some of them, it'll go, and you're like, what? Delete. So it's all over the place on that. So, but thank you for the voicemails. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right. Who has the deepest voice on the show?
Lunchbox, by far.
Yeah.
Is just that easy?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Pretty deep.
Yeah.
People are always surprised he's so small when they
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's how deep.
Squirrely, even. So his nickname, as appointed by some listeners, is Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Do you think he's just naturally that deep or he tries to be deep?
I think he's naturally that deep.
Okay. Any of y'all want to be deeper?
What?
Okay.
There's a surgery that could offer you this. I had no idea, and it's gaining popularity.
I wanted it to be deeper when I was first starting radio because I would go on and be like, 105.9 KLAZ. Hey, guys, it's Bobby Boats here coming at you. Got six in a row. This one's from Chumbawamba. Let's go. But then I couldn't maintain that.
Yeah. Well, a plastic surgeon could help you out. He can help you maintain it. He says
that I'm good now.
Over the years, he's been performing the surgery for 15 years now. But recently, he's seeing people come in more and more. So he's increasing how many times he's doing this. And some people want it to sound more assertive at work.
You can do like the Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes.
I am the CEO of a tech company, and I'm a small blonde lady, but I like to do this to my voice.
I mean, that weird. Was so bizarre. You just watch, like, if you haven't watched that, I highly recommend it or listen to the podcast. But it, yeah, her voice just progressively gets deeper.
Because she wanted to be more assertive, sound more assertive.
Yeah,
because
all the CEOs in Silicon Valley were men.
Mm-hmm. Wow, weird. Yeah. I can't see me going to a plastic surgeon to get a deeper voice. Maybe if I talk like this. Maybe if it were so abnormally high, I'd want it to be normal. But I can't imagine just going down and being like, you know what? People don't respect me.
Yeah.
Because that ain't a voice issue, buddy.
Well, he can tweak pitch and tone deeper or higher depending on your preference. Because some people, maybe to match their gender, they want it to be whichever direction they want to go.
That I could understand.
Okay. Lunchbox, I finally have a way he can possibly live out his dream. Like, you know how he always has wanted to buy an island?
Forever. Every time we mention anything, he wants to buy an island.
I found a deal.
If you win $10 on a lottery, what do? Buy an island. No. Go ahead.
Well, most of them that we look up are like millions and millions, and that just seems unattainable and daunting. But there is one in Addison, Maine that is 1.5 acres, and it's located off some bay for like $300,000, which I know is still a lot of money, but if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, when it comes to an island, like Lunchbox could possibly pull this off.
You could win the lottery and buy an island if you win it in the next couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I build a house on that? Like, how big is
it? I saw a picture.
1.5 acres? That's a lot.
But have you seen it? Mike, have you seen the island? Yeah. I don't know that I'd build a house on it.
It's all mud.
It's kind of like, it looks like low water.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
It looks like in the summer when it goes down.
It's a deal.
Yeah. There's a reason it's a deal.
Take what you can get, which Lunchbox, you should call and like maybe just, I don't know, try to see if you can bargain for it.
All right, what else?
Well, Morgan Wallen shared how he has grown in the past year and what caused him to do it.
I think mostly I could attribute it to being a dad, mm-hmm. You know, just seeing that I have another life that I'm responsible for. It kind of put things into perspective for me. So I think just getting him, you know, seeing him get a personality.
He said this while standing on the red carpet next to his mom, who was his date. And yeah, that's being a dad just changes you. I think any parent here can say that it stretches you and grows you and gives you a new perspective. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, Erin, and her dog, they were out in Northern California hiking, and Erin was attacked by a mountain lion. So it jumps on her, rips through her jacket, scratches her shoulder, and she starts to yell for her dog, who's close, but not right beside her. And so she gets back and is able to, like, get a few feet from the cat, which is definitely the mountain lion's ready to attack. And so the dog jumped in front of it. And so the dog jumps in. The cat's like fighting the dog. She reaches down, grabs her pepper spray, sprays the cat, gets the dog a little bit too. But that's just probably collateral damage, right?
Yeah.
Collateral damage.
It's part of it.
And so she starts spraying the cat. The mountain lion, which I'm calling the cat, runs away. And so she grabs the dog, drives 90 minutes to the nearest vet because they're up in, you know, hiking area. And so all good. Multiple puncture wounds, even head fractures. But the dog's going to be okay, and now she's going to be okay. And if it weren't for the dog jumping in, she thinks that she would have died. Oh, and there's also a GoFundMe for her medical expenses, and they've raised over $33,000 because they're both pretty damaged here, the dog and her. And anything that is excess of what she needs, they're going to use it to support dog and big cat rescues and predator management groups to make sure that doesn't happen to other people. But I'm telling you, if that happened to me, and Stanley, my bulldog, was there, and there's a mountain lion ready to attack, and Stanley's right there in between them. I think he'd probably take a nap.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think he'd just be like, oh, good luck, wake me up when this is over, and then fall over to the side. But awesome that her dog jumped in.
Have y'all seen that video of that cat that saved a baby's life? A little baby cat? I mean, No, it's real. A baby's about to go downstairs, and the cat, like a house cat, that's what I mean, not a mountain lion cat, goes and gets in front of the baby and blocks the baby from going down the stairs. It's the craziest thing.
That is crazy. Do you think the cat knew what it was doing?
Yeah, good question.
It must have.
Yeah.
I've watched it 10 times, and I'm wondering, like, how did that? That's so crazy. Like, my cat would never do that, ever.
Yeah, again, I compare everything to my dog. He may have stopped and taken a nap and blocked the baby.
I wasn't really trying to save
it. Right, yeah. I don't know.
No, it's pretty. I'll show you the video.
All right, that's awesome. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.